evidence of impact in education. I received a call from a parent of one of my previous students after receiving a text message from this same student. The student asked to have coffee with me just to catch up. There are a plethora of things that went through my mind when I received the text message and then the follow-up phone call from the parent. Immediately, I thought, what is going on in this kid's life that they're reaching out to me and wanting to have coffee to catch up? I'll let your mind play for just a moment with all the things that could possibly be happening in a child's life when they reach out to a previous teacher to say that they want to catch up. So today, I actually met this kiddo for coffee, and we sat for over an hour, and we talked about all the things that are going on in his life currently. We talked about school, we talked about sports, we talked about friends and girlfriends. We talked about future plans and hopes and dreams, and we talked about outcomes and input. We just caught up. What was so cool is in listening to the conversation of this kid, I was able to hear the evidence of the impact of the time that he spent in school with me. It didn't look like a grade card. It didn't look like the final outcome on an assessment. It didn't look like standardized testing. It didn't look like a unit test. It didn't even look like a formative assessment. It sounded like and looked like two individuals that cared deeply about one another, just catching up. In the conversation, I was able to hear him utilize language from math classes, English classes, sociology classes, and even science classes that we've talked about. I was able to hear the transfer of knowledge converted into application, transcending itself into wisdom for life and life application. It was the coolest summative assessment I've ever had the chance of being a part of. This child didn't come in crisis. This child didn't come in need. This child simply wanted to catch up. I want to encourage you today to look for the evidence of impact where it really matters. The evidence of the education that you're providing for your student, whether it is homeschool, whether it's co-oping, or even if your child is in a traditional public or private school, I want you to begin to consider the evidence of the impact of their day-to-day life, the evidence of the impact of every lesson that they're being taught, the evidence of the impact of the studies, the time, the effort, the energy that they are putting into becoming who they're going to be as adults. And I want you to make sure that whatever the input is, that it is resulting in outcomes that are going to transform their character and are going to make them the best version of themselves. I want you to ensure that what you're asking students to do, what you're asking kids to do, is actually going to yield an outcome that it matters to them and it matters to the world, that it makes them better in the avenues, venues, and spaces that they want to be in, that they will find themselves in, sometimes that they even create. Evidence of impact is where we'll lean in today and pause and really think about whatever lesson you just taught. What was the yield? What was the outcome for that lesson that was taught? Whatever lesson was taught last week, last month, last year, what evidence do you still see that those lessons actually made a difference in the life of that student? And is that evidence pointing in a direction that is actually meaningful to the student and to the community that the student resides in? For this particular kid, his community right now is his football team, his wrestling team, his home, his relationship with his girlfriend, his relationships with his coaches and teachers. Do the math class matter? Yes. Is there evidence that what we learned in math is making him better in those spaces? Absolutely. Did the English class matter Yes. Did the learning how to write the 5-paragraph essay matter and translate into something that's meaningful for him now? Absolutely, it did. And if what you're doing, you can't say the same thing to that, then I encourage you to explore ways to make it meaningful. There should be evidence of impact that is going to last long beyond the teaching moment that you have with the student, and even the testing moment that you have with a student. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I love you and I wish you the best on your educational quest.